Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Monday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Elias message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best and the Lord Jesus answers for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. And for those of you that don't like giving your comments or your questions over the air, your prayer requests, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for another blessed day in Christ. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing today. We thank you, Lord, for giving us this opportunity to assemble together once again. So, dear Lord, we ask today that you would open eyes and unstop deaf ears, oh God. Father, that you would enlighten minds, that your truth would shine forth in this broadcast, and to all that is in darkness, that they may see the light. So, Father, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we lift you up. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. The title of this message today is Student Suspended, Then Arrested on Gender Issue. Student Suspended, Then Arrested on Gender Issue. I want to read an article to you, and this article is titled Student Arrested at Catholic School After Saying There Are Two Genders. This was reported in the Toronto Sun, which is a paper in Canada. And this article, this report came out February 8, 2023. So it's been a little over a month ago that this thing had published and this thing had come out. And once again, it's titled High School Student Suspended, Arrested for Saying Only Two Genders. Now, I wanted to read this article to you because this is very important. It says, in the name of diversity, a Catholic school in Renfrew suspended a student and had him arrested for saying there are only two genders. Josh Alexander was suspended last November over comments made about gender in class and told he couldn't return to class until he recanted. Okay, they wanted him to recant what he said. Okay. Amen. On Monday, Alexander returned to class and was promptly met by the vice principal, arrested by two local police officers and charged with trespass. The now seemingly former student of St. Joseph's Catholic High School told the National Post in an interview that he made comments during a class discussion on gender. And this is what he said happened. He said, it was about male students using female washrooms, gender dysphoria, and male breastfeeding. Everyone was sharing their opinions on it. Any student who wanted to was participating, including the teacher, Alexander said. I said, and Alexander now goes on to say what he said. He said, I said there were only two genders, and you were born either a male or a female, and that got me into trouble. And then I said that gender doesn't And then I said that gender doesn't trump biology, okay? Those statements in line with Catholic teaching were what got him suspended from school, okay? A lawyer representing Alexander said that the school wouldn't let him attend classes again until, now listen to this, until he agrees not to use the dead name of any transgender student and agreed to exclude himself, listen to this now, from his two afternoon classes because those classes are attended by two transgender students who disapprove of Josh's religious beliefs. Do you hear that? So the lawyer representing Josh said that the school told Josh, this is a high school student now, not a college student, high school student, that he cannot come back to class until he agreed to not use the dead name of any transgender student. We're going to define what dead name means in a minute. And plus he had to agree to exclude himself from two of his classes because in those two classes, there are two transgender students who disapprove of Josh's religious beliefs. So as a Christian, we can be offended and nothing done. But according to them, if we offend somebody because of our stance and what God says, we need to remove ourselves. Okay. It goes on to say, Alexander told the National Post that he never dead named another student. This is what dead naming another student means. It means using their original name before transition. So if you know him as Pat and he turns around and said, my name is Patricia, I want to ask you that's listening, believers, what would you do? In other words, too, if they said, you know this person is a he, but if he want to be called she, are you going to call him a she? Okay. Now, it says, as for trans students disapproving of Alexander's religious beliefs, maybe they want to reflect on the fact that they are attending a Catholic school, or at least one that calls itself a Catholic school. Now, that's very interesting, okay? Very interesting. This incident shows why it might be time to finally say goodbye to Ontario's publicly funded Catholic school system. There's nothing Catholic about it. They adhere to the same secular gospel as all of our other public institutions, and it is beyond saving. I say this as someone who graduated from a Catholic system, whose children all attended Catholic schools and who values the distinct education that I and my children receive. That distinct education is no longer distinct when, in the name of diversity, the person adhering to Catholic teaching is the one who is excluded. Anyone who looks into Alexander's social media presence will see that he is a political activist. He's pro-life, and he favors a red ball cap that reads Save Canada on the front. He's even been photographed at protests against the Trudeau government on Parliament Hill. Now, all of that will see critics say that Alexander doesn't deserve any sympathy, that he got what was coming to him. This is where we are in a political discourse in Canada. This young man is being denied an education for having a different view than those in power. What does it teach Alexander? That the response to him saying there are only two genders inside a Catholic school is that he is now excluded. The school administration is turning this young man into a martyr while also showing they long ago abandoned the Catholic beliefs they say they uphold as a school. What does this teach the trans students who don't want Alexander in their class because they disagree with his religious beliefs? It teaches them that they have special powers, are more important than other students, and don't need to learn to deal with those they disagree with. No one is well served by this. Perhaps we don't have the full story from Alexander or from the school board, but one thing is clear. In Ontario's school system, woke politics trumps everything else, including the right of a teenager to receive an education. The entire system is rotten to the core. Okay. Now, And I actually seen on other reports, this student Josh, and I think Fox News did a interview with him, and his lawyer. Okay, so there are some things I want to say to this. Number one, he is right. Now, people, I want you to see why this is important. Now, all that wearing the red hat, you know, just like it, the people with Donald Trump wore the mega hat. Now, I'm not, quote, into that wearing that stuff like that. But anyhow, this is what I'm looking at here. And this is why it's important for us as Christians to see what's happening. Now, this is going on in the high school. Now, the person reporting on this keep talking about the Catholic beliefs. I pray for that person that their eyes are really open to Catholicism, because Catholicism is not godly. But they use some things out of the scripture that's true. This is what I'm looking at here. The young man, the young fellow, he was right, 17 years old. He told him, he said, there's only two genders. You was either male or female. That's scripture. The book of Genesis tells us, chapter 1, that God made man, male and female made he them. God did not make a bunch of genders. He made two genders. Okay. Now he said, Brother Nate, where are you going with this? Notice that this was a high school student. It had been bad enough it being a college student, but this is high school. My Christian brothers and sisters that are listening, understand this. Look at what they're doing in the schools towards our children. So they're going to start coming at our kids, people. What you going to do? What you going to do? Now, it's interesting in this article, and I hadn't seen in the other articles yet, even mentioned, even when I seen Fox News interview the young 17-year-old, I noticed something. I didn't see his parents. And then by this school being a Catholic school, and this young fella is getting, has just got suspended. They told him he can't come back till he recant what he said. Okay. Then not only do you have to recant what he says, he got to excuse himself from two of his classes because guess what? Two transgenders in there don't agree with his belief. Okay. Huh. Now, my next question is, since it's called a Catholic school and Catholicism claimed to be of the Lord Jesus Christ, where was the Pope? Huh? Where's the Roman Catholic priest running over there defending him? Where are they? Hallelujah. Now, there are Catholics who going to, God is going to pull them out of the Roman Catholic Church. I'm going to be straight up with you. Because they're deceived, they're going to see the truth, and they're going to come out of there. But where was the Pope? Where is he? Why he haven't showed up? Well, I can tell you why. Because he's for that. He's for that. People, they're going to come at your kids. They already teaching this stuff in the school. What are you going to do? You know, the Lord told us. Now, here's the thing. We need to look at. The Lord don't mind you getting earthly education. But he didn't just speak. He speaks on also being educated in the Word of God, that he want us to teach our children his words. I pray that you see why this is important. Because you're going to have to teach little Susie and little Danny. You need to teach them that word so that word can have them rooted. Because guess what? They're going to come at our kids. When you're teaching the child that God had made two genders, and now they're in the classroom, and they want little Danny or little Susie to say, hey, there's more than one gender. It ain't two, and people can be where they want to be. And Danny and Susie stand up and say, hey, you know, the Bible tells me that there's only two genders, and they're going to want to suspend your child. What are you going to do? What are you going to say? Well, okay, my kid need the education. Little Danny, little Sue, just go back and tell him you sorry, you were wrong. Is that what you're going to do?
People, if you don't see it, I pray God open your eyes how weak, Lord Jesus, this thing right here is just welling up before our eyes. Now, I mean, 17 years old, they are willing to deny him education until he recant what he said, and then he got to exclude himself from two rooms because two transgenders is offended. This country right here, Canada, the world is getting to a point they are catering to abomination. And guess what? As a Christian, to them, you can be offended, but the Christian can't offend no one. You get that? Notice what I read to you. They want the young fella to exclude himself from two of the classes that got these transgender in it because the transgender is offended at his beliefs. People, open your eyes. They're being offended at your belief in Christ. You get what I'm saying? Oh, my God. This thing is building up, people, even the more. And I'm afraid that many of us is too much. We snoring in the spirit. We sleep. I tell us as Christian. And some of us as Christian, what you're doing, you're going to keep taking it for granted until this thing fully blow up on you. Then you're going to be running around like a head of a chicken. What do I do? I'm telling you, they're coming at our kids. And our kids need to be rooted in their word. They need to be taught the word of God, people. And you need to make sure, parents, that you're rooted. What are you going to do when little Danny and little Susie come back and say, Daddy, Mama, just tell them you sorry. Just tell them you wrong, that there's more than two genders. What are you going to do? You're going to say, my kid, he, she, they need their education. I'm just going to have to buckle down and do it. Is you going to go and tell them, say, hey, I was wrong. There's more than one gender. People can do whatever they want to do. It's okay with God. Because little Danny and little Susie need their education. Now, I'm not speaking against education now. But what I want y'all to see, there's going to be a time where you're going to have to lay it down for Christ. Amen. And I know some of y'all,
Brother Nate, I don't know.
Okay. Remember, this is why the Lord shows us in his word that in our lives, personally, he has to be number one, because you're going to be tested to see who is the head in your life. You know, with some people, their kids are the head. Whatever little Danny, little Susie want, daddy and mama try to get it. They will work three jobs to try to get it. Work themselves down to their early grade. Work themselves down and they lose weight, can't eat right, because they trying to make, and little Danny, little Susie, why I want that, and they just want to get it. And see, with this young fella here, as I read this article, and like I said, I seen the interview that one of the anchormen of Fox News did with him, and it was interesting to me. I'm thinking, where's his parents? Where's parents at? And see, we also living in a time now that parents are just letting their kids go. They're not really watching over their children. They've been not watching over the children. The kids can do anything. They can do anything like grown-ups. You got parents that ain't keeping up with where the kids passing, making good grades, how they doing in school. They're not even keeping up with them. Kids have certain events. Parents ain't showing up. Don't come at all. They don't keep up with their kids. And it was just interesting to me, this young fella, as I read to you the article, you notice I didn't read nothing to you about his parents. And when I saw the interview, they were interviewing him with his lawyer. I didn't see mama, daddy. Now, once again, they say he's 17. And see, our children and some of us as parents think that when our child's 17, they're like they're fully grown. They're not. They're fully grown. Their mind ain't even fully developed. But what do? Now, because they talking about, well, I want to make my own decision. We just buckle down, go ahead. No, you ain't at the age yet. Yeah, you graduated from high school, but you're not fully grown. You're not even fully mature in the mind. You're fully mature in the mind. Jesus said in the word, and the scriptures was coming to me as I look at this article and think on this article. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 4. I want to read that for you. And it says, I'm going to start at verse 1. He said, this know also that in the last days, that's talking about now, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. Well, we see that even in this issue here. Covenant, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despise of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, and listen to this, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Well, we see that happening, people. Even with this gender thing. You know, now they want to be genderless. Now they going to, we know you had a child, I know they were talking about passing in New York, that on the birth certificate, you ain't got to put nothing. Okay? That's not of God. Lovers of their own selves. Lovers of their own selves, people. This young fella said it started, he said he had a conversation about guys using the girls' washroom, okay? Well, you know, what are they using the girl? I mean, unless the girls is totally gone out of there and something wrong with their washroom, but using it, and he said gender dysphoria and male breastfeeding. Male breastfeeding. And he said everyone was sharing their opinions on it. He said any student who wanted to was participating. And he said, including the teacher. But when he said there's only two genders, and you were born either male or female, and that guy, he said, and that got me into trouble. Now, I noticed it's been more on center on him. You know, he talks about, and he didn't say how many of them, he said everyone was sharing their opinions. So looking at what was written here, it's like it's showing possibly he's the only one that spoke up to say, hey, there's only two genders. Because if someone else was standing with him, you know, then of course they would, what, suspend him, that person as well. But he said he suspended. Amen. People, I'm dealing with this article because here's the thing I want you to see, okay? And they said he, you know, they suspended him until he recanted. But when he went to come back to school, that's when the police arrested. People, I'm here to tell you, you better get ready. You better get ready. I'm telling you, they're coming at our kids. And we need to pray for our children when they leave the house and go to school. See, you know, this is why the Lord wants us to train our children when they're small and in the Word. Because their heart is very tender then. And if you teach them and train them right in the Word, they'll receive that Word. So now they go into school believing what you showed them in the Bible, that there's only two genders. Now, notice that in these classrooms, they're bringing up these subjects a lot on this gender issue and homosexuality. And to be honest with you, I don't think they're just bringing it up just to be talking about it. I think, for one thing, I think they're trying to find out which household believes it and which household don't. They just sit up there and say, hey, okay, we ain't got nothing else to do. Let's just talk about this. No, I believe they purposely bringing it up to the kids. Amen. What's one of the ways that people try to learn something about somebody's house or what goes on in their house? Well, they do. They start coming to the kids, don't they? I remember when I was little and my mama used to give us this talk before when we go out. Don't go out telling the business what going on in this house. Because for the most part, kids are vulnerable. And especially if you have someone else that grown in authority come up to and say, hey, how your mom and dad feel like this? Or how they treat you? And see, and especially the smaller the kids are, the more they're open to talk. Thing called the dead name. People, if you know someone is a guy, and he calls himself changing over to a she, are you going to start calling that person a she? Are you? Now skip thinking that, oh, okay, brother, now you trying to make renegades. I'm not trying to make no renegade. I'm trying to show you how serious it is when the Lord let us know in his word the persecution that we really going to enter to, especially here in the United States. Like I said, our brothers and sisters in other countries, they're seeing this full line, okay? A high-level persecution. But see, it's been a start escalating here. These transgender and homosexuals want you to acknowledge them to be something other than what God created. And my question to you is, what are you going to do? And see, now they're having these arguments by Shell, a transgender guy play on a girls' team. Or shall a transgender guy be allowed to go into the girls' bathroom or dressing room? And see, you can see how this also set up for deception, because if, let's be real, if a guy say, hey, I want to sneak peek and look at the girls naked, he can come out and say, hey, I'm transgender, or I'm a woman trapping a man's body, and go acting a certain way just to get in those restrooms or those changing rooms where girls at. Amen. Lord help us. Lord help us. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. And this is another one of God's words that come to me. Romans chapter 1. Hallelujah. Verse 21. So because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. and change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. You know, man being created shows the glory of God. But when man tries to change what God created him to be, there is no glory of the Lord coming from that. So when you got one who was born a man, and talking about he's a woman trapping a man's body, and then he goes to try to get his sex organs removed and try to become a woman. See, he's changing. God gets no glory out of that, people. And no glory coming out of that. Hallelujah. No glory at all. Lord, help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us one and all. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They're going to come at our kids, people. They're already on the start of it. And once again, the question is, what are you going to do, Christian? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, in another article on the same thing, this is reported by CBN News about the Canadian student that I just reading to you about. Said a Canadian student kicked out of state-funded Catholic school for expressing biblical beliefs on gender. Okay? Kicked out for expressing biblical beliefs. Okay? It says the attorney representing a Canadian student who was reportedly kicked out of school for the rest of the year. Today, they went to suspend him for the rest of the year. Reportedly kicked out of school for the rest of the year for opposing transgender ideology. You hear that? At his Catholic high school is warning freedom in America's neighbor to the north is quickly decaying. Because he opposed transgender ideology. Listen, Christian, because you oppose homosexuality ideology or transgender ideology, they're going to come at you, and they're going to come at our kids. Now, some of you listening to me said, my brother Nate, don't be speaking curses. I'm not speaking curses. I'm letting you know what's going to happen. See, some of you us as Christians, you have went to sleep, and you know you're giving these warnings, but you have not. You have been taking it for granted. You have. You got to prepare little Danny, little Susie in the word and with prayer. You're going to have to prepare them. Hallelujah. The attorney said this. He said, I think it's representative of where the culture is at, where society is at, and where our government institutions are at up here. That's what Attorney James Kitchen with the nonprofit Christian law firm Liberty Coalition Canada told Fox News concerning the case against his client. The young man, 16-year-old Josh Alexander, has described himself to several outlets as a born-again Christian. Alexander, a junior at St. Joseph Catholic High School in Renfrew, Ontario, was suspended from school last November over comments he made during a class discussion that included the teacher. Once again, on this article, they reported too, the teacher was included. Amen. Our kids, not only are you going to be facing a challenge from other kids, but they're going to be facing it from the one that's in authority over them, the teacher. Okay? He was suspended from school last November over comments he made during a class discussion that included the teacher. He was told by school officials he couldn't return to school unless he recanted. When he returned to the Cali High School for the start of second semester, he was promptly met by the vice principal, arrested by two local police officers, and charged with trespassing. He charged with trespassing. Amen. Hallelujah. On January the 6th, the teenager's attorney, Kitchen, wrote to Lennox explaining that forcing the 16-year-old to utter general statements that violate his beliefs and to segregate him from classes was religious discrimination. Do you hear that? This is what his lawyer filed against. And Lennox responded by excluding Alexander from attending St. Joseph's, claiming that his presence in the school or classroom will be detrimental to the physical or mental well-being of the pupils. Listen, Christian, they're going to say that about your kids. Amen. What you going to do? What you going to say? Well, Lord, you know, my kid needed education. Once again, Brother Nate is not here speaking against education. I want kids to have an education. What I'm showing you is, this time is coming where you're going to have to lay it down for Christ. Just listen to what the people said. They excluded him from attending that school. They claim now his presence in the school or classroom will be detrimental to the physical or mental well-being of the pupils. The teenager, now listen to this, went ahead and attended school on January the 9th. In response, the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board issued a trespass notice against Alexander, effective until the end of the first semester, and a second suspension. Oh, he didn't get a second suspension. Despite demonstrating to the school board he has standing to appeal the board's disciplinary decision against him, the school board continues to refuse to hear Alexander's appeals, according to the LCC. See, people, that's what they're going to listen. They're going to want you to totally recant what Jesus said. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? When the teenager informed the board he would continue to adhere to his religious beliefs, in other words, he'll continue to stand on his religion belief regarding biblical sexuality and gender, the school board responded by excluding the teen from attending the school. In other words, he told him, say, I give it to this young man. He's doing this. I give it to him. He's doing something that some Christians won't even do. You got some so-called big-time preachers. You ask them about homosexuality, they just fumbling and scuffling and all that at the mouth. This young fellas told the school board, hey, I'm still standing on my religious beliefs about biblical sexuality and gender. And the school board responded, said, okay, you can't come to school here. So his education to them hinges on his belief. I hope y'all see where this is going. I hope you see where this is going. You're going to be denied some things on this earth simply because of your belief in the word of God. Do you hear what I'm saying? And our children, they're going to come at our children even the more in the schools. So what you going to do? Kitchen, this is the young fellow's lawyer. Kitchen is appealing the exclusion order against Alexander and is also filing a human rights complaint with the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal, according to Fox News. Freedom once taken for granted is lost, Alexander told the National Post. Freedom of religion is probably one of our most important freedoms, so I'm not going to surrender it in the face of persecution. Do you hear that? From a 17-year-old. From a 17-year-old. It just goes to show how little freedom of expression we have in our country, he said. The news of the Catholic High School junior's exclusion has been met with backlash across Canada. Several media pundits have also chimed in about the case. In an op-ed published by the Toronto Sun on February the 8th, columnist Brian Lilly wrote, "This incident showed why it might be time to finally say goodbye to Ontario's publicly funded Catholic school system. There's nothing Catholic about it. They adhere to the same secular gospel as of all our other public institutions, and it is beyond saving." And this is where I agree with him. But he said there's nothing Catholic to it. I pray that he find out the truth. I pray that he find out the truth, really. Because Catholicism is not the gospel. It's not the gospel, people. I say it again. Catholicism is not the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. The Roman Catholic Church is not the Christian Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In a statement, the school board said, now listen to this, the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board deeply respects religious freedoms. This is fundamental to our values as a Catholic school board. Our mission states, we are an inclusive Catholic learning community called to love unconditionally and educate hearts and minds in the way of Christ. As a guiding principle, the Renfrew County Catholic District School Board's top priority is the safety and well-being of our students. As part of a Catholic community, we expect that values will be expressed respectfully and in a way that is not harmful to others. While all our students are entitled and encouraged to share their beliefs, it cannot be at the expense of others. No one should be made to feel unsafe or marginalized. Bullying behavior that creates an unsafe space for our students is not tolerated, the statement continued. Now, if this young fella came at him with a threatening kind of tone per se or the wrong spirit, then he will be right in standing on the word, but wrong in carrying out. You know, sometimes people, we can have truth, but we carry it out the wrong way. Now, they're claiming here, they said, well, bullying behavior. Now, some of us would look at that and say, well, okay, he probably was bullying them. Let me let you know something here. And sometimes that could be the case, okay? I'm not going to say 100% it ain't. Sometimes it could be the case. But let me let you know the other side of that. By you simply saying that transgender, homosexuality, lesbianism is wrong, they call that hate. And they will also call it bullying. So just because we see bullying doesn't mean that the person was actually bullying. They call it bullying because the person spoke up and say, there's only two genders. And see, as he said, in the classroom, they all were sharing their opinions. And apparently from what I'm reading from these two articles, he must was the only one that said there's only two genders. Because if all these students said sharing their opinions, why is he the only one that got kicked out of class? Clemon says the board also adheres to the Ontario Human Rights Commission and directives issued by the Ministry of Education, including the OHRC's washroom use policy practice. Under the guise of safety, as that term has been revised by woke gender activists now, pervasive in public institutions, Josh has been penalized for expressing his Christian beliefs regarding gender and modesty, beliefs which also happen to align with both objective truth and actual safety, the LCC said in a statement. Josh not only has a right to express himself during class discussions and through public forums, he also has a right not to be discriminated against by his school for his sincere religious beliefs. Being suspended and excluded from attending classes is the height of discrimination. You see that? So the transgenders can express themselves. They can get up there and say, well, we believe it's right, and we should be able to do what we have to feel. So they can express themselves, okay? But if you being a Christian, and you express yourself through the words. Okay? You going with the word, not just your own words. You're telling them, say, okay, God, see, God made two genders. Then according to them, you're wrong. And see, they excluded him from attending class, and the agreement had to be he had to recount what he said, and he was excluded or had to be excluded from two classes because two transgenders is offended at his religious beliefs. People, I read this article to say this. Some of you has been noticing stuff they've been teaching in school, and I'm telling you guys, it's going to get worse. Some of you, oh, get off here, you doomsday preacher. Quit talking like, no, I'm telling you the truth. It's going to get worse. The word of the Lord said there's going to be trouble within and without the homes. Because they feel the way into the household of the family is through the kids. See, this is why through the years at first, they had these, what we thought was innocent shows, which was actually teaching our kids how to rebel against the parents. And then they went on from there to where kids say, well, the boy may say, I feel like I'm a girl trapped in a boy's body. And so they said, well, child, if you wanna be changed to a girl, you have your right. You can do what you want to do. We support you. And see, now you got all these so-called, these transgenders, and so the transgender boy who wanted to become a girl, now he wants to go in the girls' bathroom with the other girls. And see, now when stuff was still looking hard for them, now they went to this genderless kind of thing now. So now that you have a child, you ain't got to sign a birth certificate and say male or female. Trying to change the truth of God to a lie. Listen, the Lord know what's a male. He know what's a, he know where he wants you to be. There is no confusion on God's behalf. I'm telling you right now. Our Lord Jesus Christ don't have mind problems. He is not a confused God. He knows what he wants, and he knows where he wants you to be. If you are listening, and you talking about, well, I feel like I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, to you that's saying that, that's your emotions out of check. And on top of that, the enemy is messing with your emotions. Because God know male, female. So when he looked at you, he said, I want you a male. I want you a female. Simply put it. Because when you're saying, I'm a male trapping a female's body, you're actually saying that God made a mistake in declaring you to be a woman, giving you a woman's body. Okay? Amen. Now, I'm going to say to you, I love you with the love of God. I pray that you repent if you've been doing anything trying to change your, quote, gender. But to those of you that wants to be boastful and say, look, I'm going to do what I want to do, and you ain't got to approve of it, true, and I'm just going to do what I want to do and live my life. Okay, now, you're dropping your I wills like the devil. But I'm here to tell you, like the broadcast I did yesterday, your plan got fool written all on it. I'm just going to tell you right now. And what you're going to reap from it, it ain't going to be nothing nice. I pray that you repent.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the blessed word of God today. We thank you for your spirit and power, the Holy Ghost. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity you've given for me to declare your word unto the people. I pray, Lord, that you will water the seed I've sown and bring forth the increase. Lord, I give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, don't forget, in about 37 minutes, our brother Eddie Lee will be on with the Angel Messenger speech today at 7 p.m. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Elijah message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.